Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
We don't want to waste your time, so we won't. Vuse is vapor done right. Simple, sleek, stylish. Because when you find a vape that goes with everything, everything just clicks. Find Vuse at your local convenience store down the block.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
Look, with all due respect to everyone, fuck everyone. I'm just here for my own.
Godfather, I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man.
You should be a monster. He said you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it.
In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch.
Yeah. Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
You need to do what you're supposed to do, not what you feel like doing. Okay. That's the difference between a man and a child. You do not become a man doing what you feel like doing. You become a man doing what you're supposed to do. The men on the Titanic didn't feel like dying that day. It's your duty.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
It is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
Nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. Ah.
Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if you're being lazy.
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person. That guy, if we were living 1,000 years ago, he would be on a horse with the biggest battle axe waiting in the back, hacking heads off, and everybody right. would be running. And right. those people have always existed. Right. These dominators have always existed.
To be a man is very simple. You need only two things. You need a spine, and you need some balls. That's it.
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous...
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
Is not being a threat. They're two different things. All right? And it's not about going out and lifting weights and getting a bunch of tattoos and wearing leather jackets and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. That's very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world, because that's where you find yourself.
Passion is free. Nobody can charge you for passion. Nobody can tell you what passion looks like. Because that's all about you. Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Effort is 100% in the mind. No coach,
no player, nobody else can make you run to the ball. Nobody else can make you finish a tackle. Nobody else can do it. That's why it's the most isolated things in this earth right now. It's effort. How to win real battles is found through fundamentals. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles.
I wish I had known that this too shall pass. Yeah. You feel bad right now? You feel pissed off? You feel angry?
Yes,
this too shall pass.
Oh, great.
You feel great? You feel like you know all the answers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel like that everybody finally gets you? There you are.
Yeah.
This too shall pass.
Ooh,
time is your ally.
Mm.
And if nothing else, just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait it out.
When do you become a man? When you get a driver's license? Like, what do we do? You're 16, we give you a driver's license. Okay, well, like, you get a job? Like, when do you become a man? You become a man when you become responsible for other people.
We don't back down from anyone. And that's what got me in trouble. I don't play games. I don't kiss anyone's ass. And I'm a real man. Regardless of being a fighter, I'm a man. And that's why I want to be a man. And if I die, I want to die a man. I don't want to die a bitch. Little poodle in the street.
My philosophy is, why be normal when you can be the best? I don't want to be normal. I want to make the difference. So everything I do, I want to make the difference. Because when I make the difference, I'm the best. And that is not arrogance, that is confidence.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheat. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant. When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational. And there's a lot of people listening to this that bill has been passed on from generation to generation, and you are holding that bill right now. And somebody in some one of your generations has to pay that bill off in order for the generation to move on.
Partying is weakness for the soul, my friend, so I try and avoid it.
You should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance in your 20s to find out where it is.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out. Where's your limit?
Do you have the courage? I'm going to drop something on you. It takes courage to be successful. It is far easier not to be successful. Misery will always have company. Success breeds contempt. If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in.
There comes a day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average, it just burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you're gonna fail. You're scared if you start it, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something hits. You get fired, or somebody else gets success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. and life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age. It can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody every, you know, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive.
Don't waste your time. Do you know that everybody alive gets exactly the same amount of time you get all there is? It's what we do with it that makes the difference. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking about what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing.
I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there and make something of yourself, for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of.
Motivation is... people right now, maybe listening to this, they'll be motivated to go run. If it's cold somewhere where they're at, a lot of us will shut that door, go back inside. That's motivation. It comes and goes as how you feel. If you and your wife are good, if you and your kids are good, if you're good at work, you're motivated. I like whose life is imploded. Ain't got in life and says, still got to get after today, man.
And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen. And losers define themselves by what happened to them.
It's either you have it or you don't.
That sounds like excuses to me. I mean, you got to figure it out, right? If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out, right? And every puzzle is constructed differently. All right, AI's situation when he came into the league was different than mine. Mike's situation in Chicago was different than mine, right? Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality, doesn't matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from. When I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like, you'll show up. I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, that. You're going to want to be in the gym.
You know what's the number one way you measure somebody that's hungry? Very simple. Their sense of urgency. That's simple.
Fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
It always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
If you do not have clear goals for your life, you are condemned forever to work for those who do. You see, in life, it's very simple. Either you are working toward the accomplishment of your goals or you're working toward the accomplishment of other people's goals.
You give them this message that it's okay to be a man.
It's not okay. It's necessary. What the hell are we going to do without men? You look around the city here, you see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're under the streets, working on the sewers, they're up on the power lines, in the storms, in the rain.
What I try to do is just try to be still and understand that things come and go, emotions come and go. The important thing is to accept them all, to embrace them all, and then you can choose to do with them what you want versus being controlled by emotion.
What happens? The storm eventually ends. Storm does end, but make sure that you're ready. And so I really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
Just be calm. When things are going well, be calm. Don't think you're on top of the world, because I've seen it. I've seen people come. I've seen people go. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. You got to be chill. You got to, like, just take what's good in your life and move forward cautiously and carefully.
The personality of a person, the ways of a person, the thoughts, the deeds, the actions, it's all based around his heart. For what is a man? A man is his heart. A lying, cheating heart means a lying, cheating man. A loving, merciful heart means a loving, merciful man. A living heart means a living man. A dead heart means a dead man. Regardless to man's title, regardless to man's wealth, rank, or position, if the heart is not great, then he cannot be great. But if the heart is great, that man remains great under all circumstances, rich or poor, large or small. So it is the heart that makes one large or small.
Okay. You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
You're talking about young men that might not have any direction right now? Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for. And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings.
The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. That debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain versus a lifetime of pride. What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Clean up your room. That's a good start. Organize your local landscape. Schedule your time. Start taking control of yourself. See if you can stop saying things you know to be lies. That's not the same as telling the truth.
People show up every single day. People show up every single day and are dealing with circumstances that are beyond your imagination. They still show up.
And I found out on my own pretty much, is that through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. Start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it. And that's how I started coming up. You know, I just started being very uncomfortable. And now it's like just a way of life.
You need to just be calm. Just be calm. Well, Dwayne, how do I be calm? Get rid of the things that don't let you be calm. All right, if you come in and you watch the news every night and just agitate you, turn the dang news off. They're lying to you anyhow. It's inevitable. Nothing you can do about it. Turn it off. You got people in your life that are just people of constant conflict, people of melodrama, just people that are always stirring a pot. They're not happy unless the pot is stirred. Just walk away.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough?
it probably wouldn't be a really chill life. What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately.
Scary. To wake up every day and say, I'm stupid, but I want to figure out a way to be smarter. Versus saying, man, I just can't do that. So you limit this box. So your box becomes so small of things you can do. My box wasn't even a box. It was a little, like, little pinhole. And then, through examining myself, getting some willpower, some courage, it became bigger than this table.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can be in better shape. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you.
I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt putting up with them crackers every day because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. It's my job. It's my responsibility. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. Because I like you, because it's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right?
All right.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us. Because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a sealer or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
When you start saying things like, you know, I hope it's so fucking hard that no one can do it. That way, when I do it, I'm that much more ahead of everybody. I want it so hard to be so hard and so challenging that when I get it, man, I reap all the reward. I don't want luck in the equation because I don't need it. You start saying terms like that, man, you're someone that believes it. You got confidence. I don't give a what the endeavor is. You're going to find a way to do it. That's the differential right there. That's the confidence that no matter what's in front of you, the never say die attitude drives you through it. And all your shortcomings and your failures along the way don't set you back, but just gives you a report card of where your weaknesses are and your strengths so you can rebuild that weak chain of life to continue the path to success.
Work your ass off. There is no magic bill. There is no magic out there. You cannot get around. You have to work and work and work, I can tell you. And it drives me crazy when people say that they don't have enough time to go to the gym for 45 minutes a day and work out, or to do something for 45 minutes to an hour a day to improve, if it is physically improve or if it is mentally to improve. Imagine you read 1 hour a day about history. How much you will learn after 365 hours in 1 year.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
Keep motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit in the car. I don't want to go outside, it's cold. I don't want to do this, it's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss.
When you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it. That's maybe the most important thing, is to shake off this erroneous notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it, versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it.
In life, folks, you cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight, I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You gotta change something.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Could be anything. Could be you get up and you walk downstairs, you got a flat tire, and you're late for work, and you got this and that. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this head on.
That's all I heard back in those days. You got to work hard. You got to work hard. I'm not getting how to... I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if you're not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. Okay, well, I gotta write out everything I do. And then write it out again. And write it out again. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back until the shit just becomes, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out.
It'll find a way.
Because he is not going to stop. It's not like I'm gonna try one more time. No, it's just like alarm clock goes off, boop, we're going back. I can't read right, but going back. I gave myself no way out, and my mind realized that. It's okay. We're going to adapt and overcome now.
You know it's worth it. You know it's worth it to have discipline, but you think there's an easier way. Yeah. You think that it's something that people have. You think that when Jocko's alarm clock goes off, yeah, it's like, oh, just like my father taught me, I rise and I shine. You know, like, no. It's like the pillow feels soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock is banging on my head and I don't like it. Yeah. But you know what? I know it's worth it to get up and get after it. I know it's worth it. Yeah. And you know it's worth it. We all know it's worth it.
You got that day, you woke up, you put your shoes on, you went for a run, you worked out in your driveway. You got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day. And then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
Right.
You got some momentum. You can change everything.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you gotta have an unlimited supply of this drive and passion. And it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm gonna be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't wanna do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, you're like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times.
It's like wearing a permanent piece of clothing the rest of your life. You got to love it. You got to love, man, because everyone sees you in that. Just so happens, you know the tailor really well. You own the needle and the thread of this piece of clothing you're wearing. It's your body. How do you want to look in the mirror? Every single morning, you want a positive reinforcement, or do you want a negative one to go about your day? How do you want people to see you? Like that? You know? Or like that? It's your prerogative. This comes off, the sweat, replaced by that. Best part about it is once you have this, you got this too. You're scared. People will know that you have the ability to do at least one thing right in your life. And they're willing to bet you can do something else right too. They give you the opportunity. And you take your trained talent and you marry that to the person you need to be. Last step success, once you have it all, you give it back. It's someone else climbing his way up. That's the complete life.
I don't know how to start improving my life. Someone might say that. And I would say, well, you're not aiming low enough. There's something you could do that you are regarding as trivial, that you could do, that you would do, that would result in an actual improvement. But it's not a big enough improvement for you, so you won't lower yourself enough to take the opportunity.
Incremental steps.
Yes.